Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump is denying claims by Democratic leaders that they reached a deal last night with him to extend the DACA program. That's the program which protects some young people brought into the U.S. illegally as children from deportation. However, the president tweeted out this morning that he may be opposed to deporting those young people if more border security is added. The president's earlier move to end the DACA program left thousands of people unsure of their immigration status, including many college students here in Massachusetts. The president of Quinsigamon Community College in Worcester, Luis Pedraja, is watching all this closely as he recently signed on to a letter opposing the end of DACA. His family immigrated from Cuba legally in 1971 when he was just 8 years old, and in speaking with us, he compared his experience with those of DACA students.
Being reunited with my grandparents, with my aunt and uncle, with my cousins that were already here, I did not know if I was coming legally or illegally. How could I? And so you can imagine this young men and women that came as babies, small children, now to be uprooted from the only country that they have known, that's unconscionable.
Let me ask you, do you know how many students under DACA attend Quinsigamon Community College? Is there anything you think you can tell them to ease that fear?
Well, right now we have 19 students that are under DACA that are attending our college. We are going to do our best to protect them in whatever way we can. And we will do everything that we can to advocate for them, to work with our legislators, work with leaders in the community to find a pathway for them to attain citizenship.
Can you keep federal immigration agents from coming to campus if they were so inclined to do so, to come to campus?
Well, if federal immigration agents came to campus, our first interest is the protection of our students. In whatever way that we can legally protect the students, we will take those actions. If somebody came to our campus, anything that they try to do to disrupt activities in our campus will not be taken favorably. This is a state institution, so we are subject to the laws of the Commonwealth. And we are also subject to the laws, the federal laws, that protect the privacy of our students. I know that our campus police force will not take any action to apprehend students or to detain students that are undocumented.
What would the plan be at Quinsigamon Community College if DACA does come to an end in 6 months?
The first thing is that I hope that it does not. I hope that it gets extended. I know President Trump has said that he might reconsider if Congress does not take action. I also know that there are many people in Congress that are working to change the laws and legislation. I hope that our legislatures will find a pathway to citizenship, and I would challenge them to make education a pathway to citizenship, allowing students to pursue an education that will strengthen their credential, that would enable them to contribute to the workforce, and to show that they're viable members of society, that they're contributing something. What I fear is that some of them will stop their studies. They'll stop contributing to our society, and that will be to the detriment of all of us.
President Pedraja, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Luis Pedraja is president of Quinsigamon Community College in Worcester, a school with 13,000 full and part-time students.